All right, let me talk to you a minute. I got some more, but let's see how far I can go. Listen to me. Ephesians 2:8 says, "For by grace are you saved." How are you saved? God did it. For by grace are you saved. Through faith. It's not yourselves, a gift of God. Let's talk about this for a minute. We treat grace and God's finished work. See, grace is God's part. And we treat grace and we treat God as though he hadn't finished what he started. We do it that way in our believing, in our praying. And we approach God like we got to talk him into healing us. We got to talk him into maybe you give us a little money. Or maybe you give us something. But when we understand by grace, everything is done. And God gave you faith so you could learn how to receive what's already done. But we approach him, God, will you go heal so-and-so? Will you do this? Will you do that? And that's a hinder to you receiving because you think you got to talk God into someday. Get somebody to agree with me. Get enough people to agree with me so we can force God into doing this. So maybe we can pray hard enough, long enough. We got to understand what intercession, all that, and I don't have time to get in that, but I want to talk to you about this tonight. Because it's done. When you understand, when you get a revelation that you're already healed, it's already done, and God had given me faith, so I can receive that. I can believe it, and I can receive it. I can reach out and take it. I don't have to do any. This is where begging come in. I remember I had a broadcast on WCPC, and the guy that was dying on the word at that time. A guy come on his program behind mine, and he said, "You got to beg God. You got to beg. Why are you gonna beg for something already done?" Tyrone, I was so mad. Go buy you a brand new, what you like? Anything, huh? What kind? Go buy you a brand new G-Wagon. I said, just to make it look good, I'm going to give you a brand new house, too. And to make that work out for you, I'm going to put all the funnies in that brand new. I'm going to get your wife, too. Hey, no, I'm just... Here I stand with the deeds. Title to the car, deed to the house and land. Here I stand. Then purchase. Nope. And you fall in and you start begging, "Please, would you let me just touch the key? Would you just please? If you just let me, how much sense would that make?" And I just told you, it's yours. Amen. Y'all got to hear this. God just told you the word, you heal. I said, God just told you in his word, is he a liar? He said, you, by his stripes, you were healed. Not trying to be, you were. Satan trying to take it from you, and by your faith, you reach out and take what grace had provided for you, and you lay hold on that, And all you do, when all the symptoms just start rousing and floundering around in your life, you just keep focused on, I'm healed. I don't care what you say. Bad report from the doctor, I don't care. I'm still healed. Yeah. See, we depend on the doctor to give us a good report. I don't depend on the doctor's report. I got my report. Yes, yes.
Amen.
And what we do, we attempt to do it. You got to get after this and learn how to walk in it.
Amen.
You got all this help around you to make you doubt it. So you need to stay away from some folks. And some places until you grow up in this. Hallelujah. I don't go everywhere I'm invited. Sometimes you run up in some stuff, you have to do this. Ooh, let me get out of here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look what he said. Still reading it in the Passion. I know my time is. Whew. Glory to God. Now we are to think like God and act accordingly. We are to think like God and act accordingly. Ephesians 1:21, Passion Translation. Listen to this. Ephesians 1:21. And now he is exalted as first above what? I want y'all to hear this now. Because see, these things will rise up and tell you you are sick, you're broke, you can't do this, your family, that's my family. That's your family. That's your husband, that's your wife. That's your children. That's your property. You're in this earth. You belongs to God. But watch what he said. And now he's what? He's exalted as first. Where? What? As what? What is first? First. What is before first? Come on, talk to me. What is before first? Nothing. First is first. He's exalted as first above what? How many? How many? Every ruler, authority, government. There we go. But see, the government want to interfere and tell the church how to operate. They out of their place. I don't care who they are. You don't tell the church how to operate. We already got our own government. His name is Jesus. Government, realm of power in existence. He is gloriously enthroned over every name. How many? Every name that is, that ever praise. Not only in this age, he said, not only we're here in this world, but when we get to the other world, he's still above every name. Not only in this age, but in the age that is coming.
Amen.
Keep going. And he alone, who?
He alone.
Not two of them. Not three. That they have to have a meeting and vote and see which one going. Come on. He alone is the leader and source of everything needed in the church. He alone.